We are in Sefer Chovos Ravos. We are in the most important chapter of Shaar Bitachon, Perek Gimel. Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, Perek Gimel writes, Lekol Zman Ve'eis, Lekol Chifet Tachas HaShemayim. At a certain time, there's a certain desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every era. There are things that are out of our control. People have a sense that I'm taking control of the world, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let me teach you humility. You think you have a plan? I will change your plan. You think you have control? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing you that He is the one who controls the world. The Kozman Ve'es, the Ahagach Hezkir, Esrim V'shmoneh Devarim, Mihanagas HaBoreh. And then it goes through showing you 28 different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines who's going to be born and which time they're going to be born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines who's going to die and which time they're going to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines when there's going to be times of war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines when there's going to be times of peace. Shlomo Melech continues and he says, Shavti v'ra'o tachas ha-shemesh, ki lo lekalim ha-meirot ve'lo legiborim ha-milchama, וגם לא לחכמים לחם, וגם לא לנבונים עושר, וגם לא ליהודים חן, כי עץ ופגע יקרה את כולם. There are certain people who have different attributes which they think will hold them strong at times of need. He gives examples. People who are light aren't always the ones who win the race. People who are strong aren't always the ones who win the war. People who are clever aren't always the ones who have parnasa. People who are clever, a different type of clever, aren't always the ones who have wealth. People who have grace aren't always the ones who succeed, because at a time when there is a famine in the world, when there is a disease in the world, these matters can affect everybody. No one is held back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches the world, which is an arrogant world, humility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think you are in control? I will allow you to have areas of control. There is free will. But don't get carried away. I'm running the world, attribute it back to the one who's running the world. And he sends things that are challenging in order for us to remember that he is the one who runs everything. There's an area where we have free will. There's an area out of our free will. And if we try and control more than is our portion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us back in our place. It's furthermore says in Koheles, Im oshek rash v'gezel mishpat v'tzedek tireh v'medina, אל תטמע על החפץ כי גבוה מעל גבוה שומר וגבוהים עליהם. והדרכים כיצד הבורא מוציא את גזרותיו על הפועל יותר מדי נעלמים ועמוקים ועליונים. We have no idea, there's no way of even fathoming where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work from, where it's going to come from. From a bat in China? Like you would not think there's a bat in China that's going to change your Pesach plan. And that's not what you would think would be the next stage in life. You have no idea how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work. He has ways of working which are way beyond our understanding. But the moment that we feel, overly feel, that we're the boss and we're in control, we can do whatever we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the entire world upside down. And you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in your hands entirely. And you have this sense of humility. Where you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do the best I can do in this given situation. I'm going to be positive and make it work. I'm going to be devoted and learn the full mitzvahs. But I understand, Hashem, that you're the one who runs the world. And that's the message I'm taking. I recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I will always make my plans, but I will never be so stuck in my ways that I will say it has to be the way that I want it to be. I will say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I will make plans that seem to be the best thing, so it seems to me to be the right plan, but I have the humility and the flexibility to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you determine it's going to go differently, then I have bitachon in my heart. It doesn't have to be my way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that out of my control, I hand over to you. I release to you. It doesn't have to be Yishlach Yahavcha al Hashem. You hand that back to Hashem. The goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us challenges that are beyond our scope are for you to recognize there are things that only Hashem controls. And when you feel that you're totally in control, and then you have to release control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you trust in Hashem. You have recognition of the truth of the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and that we are relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the bitachon that He always knows to do what's correct. And as we release control, our faith in Hashem strengthens. And those people who say, no, I'm going to still keep control in the situation, and I have a way that I want it to be, and it's in my way, They're fighting against the wall. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, in a sense, show them harder until they also release control. And they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that's the eventual goal of any challenge which is beyond your control. For you to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. If you earlier on have bitachon on Him, then these life situations aren't so difficult. Because you knew anyway that Hashem ran the world. So it doesn't bother you or surprise you when things, when your plans change. You're able to roll with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning. But when you're not trusting in Hashem as deeply and you want it to be your way, it has to be my way, then these lessons are lessons which deepen a person's sense of bitachon. And you fight them and you try and hold on to your way, then you'll get more lessons and more lessons until the humility sets in. So a person's able to become humble and hand it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Release it to Hashem. When we call Shekein, it's Kulam, as the Pasuk says, Ki gavu shamayim mi'aretz, the heavens are way above the earth. Ken gavu darachayim midarchechem u'machshortayim machshortechem. So too Hashem says, my way, my understanding, my thoughts are way above your thoughts. If you think you're able to take control of every situation and know how to run the world, I will give you space where you can do that. But don't take full control. Don't say that it's my world. Because Baruch Hu will show you that He is the only one who runs the world and He can cancel our plans. Adam tzarich ladat, tzarich shiye barur lo, shaborei mistakel alav. Ve'lo ne'elamim me'aborei, lo ma'asav ha'gluyim va'nistarim, ve'lo emunato ha'tzfuya, ha'tzfuna va'nirei. Ve'shaborei yodea im u'boteach alav ve'leiv shalem o lo. כמו שאמר הכתוב בתהילים, השם יודע מחשבות אדם כי הם ההבר. ועוד נאמר, הלא תוכן ליבות הוא יבין. ונאמר, כי אתה ידעת לבדך את לבב כל בני אדם. וכשזה ברור לבעל הביטחון, לא נכון מתידו להציב בדיבורו שהוא בוטח באלוקים מתברך מבלי שיפתח עליו גם בליבו ומצפונו. כדי שלא יהיה בגדר מי שנאמר לה, בפיו ושפתיו כיבדוני וליבו רחק ממני. There's a somewhat an unhealthy interaction that people have where there's a level of denial which everyone except you're allowed to have and even reveal and get away with. Let's say someone does something which is wrong. In a society it's inappropriate. And it slips. Like, and he realizes that other people notice it. So there's a kind of a societal acceptance norm that if he has a witty comment that he makes about it, or gives a wink, then it's okay. Right? It passes. I know, and you know that I know, but let's just pretend it didn't happen. And you have, there's a sense of denial that takes place, where we want to just carry on being normal, so let's both forget that happened, and it happened. And that gives a false sense of, you can live with something false, you can live with something negative, and as long as you're not making too big of a scene about it, and you're keeping it out of the public eye, it's okay. As long as it's not harming other people, that's it. And that's not true. Because in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you have something which you're not working on, even if other people are turning a blind eye to it, doesn't make it okay. We don't guide our lives by what the society lets pass. Let me give a mashal for that, which is a good mashal. It's a bad mashal. It's a good mashal for the wrong way. Let's say you have a country which sets a speed limit at 90. That's a speed limit. But let's say everyone knows there's a 10% leeway that the police won't stop anyone within 10%. Which means that if you go up to 99, you're fine. If you go to 100, you've already gone over 10%, they stop you. So what's the real speed limit? 99. Because everyone knows that you can get away with it. So what do people train themselves to do? They train themselves to say, it says 90, but that doesn't make a difference. If I can get away with it, it's okay. And they go by 99. And that's how, in interactions with people, we often lead our lives. If you say something inappropriate, but you make a joke of it quickly, and it kind of quickly passed, that's acceptable in society. If you're witty, you can get away with things. And that's not true. If you have chayin, if you have a chayin to you, if you have a charm, let's say, then you can do things that other people wouldn't get away with, but you charm your way out of it. It's not true. It's still a bad thing to do. So what if you can charm your way out of it? objectively, it's inappropriate. But our society allows for that. There's a level of denial which we allow, which is not healthy. There's a healthy element to it. The person's really working on themselves. Really working on themselves. And we give them space to do that. We don't come down on them forcefully when they're still... That's very healthy. And that's good. Like, allow them. If a parent has a child, and they were every time the kids slightly out of line, they would come down on them in a harsh way, then it wouldn't give the child the freedom to test and develop. And so there's a room where it's healthy. The one that's got to a point where a person, a chachira, relies on it, where they say, oh, I know I can get away with certain things because no one's going to make a fuss, and they bank on that, like in the driving example, where they allow themselves to drive until 99, because they know, anyway, the police won't stop me until that point, that's unhealthy. Because that means they've allowed themselves a leeway of sinning, of doing unhealthy acts, because they know I'm going to get away with it anyway, so what's the problem? And why is that so unhealthy? Because it's not true in respect to Hashem. Hashem knows our thoughts. Hashem cares about being authentic. Hashem cares about us being genuine. That's Hashem's real place. Karov Hashem, lechol korav, asher yikru be'emet. Hashem is close to those who are authentic with Him. If you're in a bad place, but you're authentic with Hashem, that's close to Hashem. If you're in a good place, but you're kidding yourself about the level you're on, that's not close to Hashem. Like, hear what I'm saying, well, it's very important. If a person's on a high level, but he pretends he's on a higher level, then that's not close to Hashem. Because Hashem is close to those who are authentic. If a person is on a lower level, but he's very authentic where he's holding, he's trying to improve, he's trying to grow, he's calling out to Hashem, Hashem doesn't care where you're holding right now, that's the place where you naturally are. He cares what your direction is and what you're trying to improve. He cares about your authentic with the level you're at and you're taking the next step. Avodas Hashem is only where you are now and which direction you're moving. If you haven't been born into a family which naturally you're very clever and mitzvahs are very natural to you because you're brought up that way, that doesn't mean you're close to Hashem. Unless you're taking the step of growing and improving from where you happen to be holding. If you're born into a family where you're very far away, like Avraham Avinu, born into Avodah Zarah, but you're striving there close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's where Hashem is relating to you. At the place that you're being authentic. So let's read this paragraph again in a free English reading. A Baal B'tochan is someone, and this is the level which we all are aiming towards, and we're all very close to. And if we just honest ourselves, we can be there easily. But you just have to move past the denial mindset. Move past the, I can go an extra 10%, it's okay. It's not okay with Hashem. It's not okay. Hashem is not ignoring anything. The things that are revealed to others, Hashem sees, and the things that we hide from others, Hashem sees. We're not talking about punishment. We're not talking about Hashem is going to get you. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being close to Hashem, being authentic. Don't deny within yourself the places which are harsh. If you're doing something which is wrong, don't try and pretend it's not happening. Be authentic. It could recognize it and say, okay, so what do I do about it? I'm not embarrassed about the fact that I'm having a hard time. I'm just relating to it and saying, so what do I do? Denying it is holding yourself back. That's the wrong move. If Chas V'Shalom, there would be a kid who would be exposed to inappropriate images on a telephone or on a computer, and then he would ignore that it's happening and not tell his family, what's going to happen next? It's going to happen again and again, and he's going to feel more and more guilty. That's the wrong move. That's the wrong move. What's going to happen if he tells his family, this is happening, it's damaging him, it's damaging me. So initially there's a sense of shame, there's a sense of guilt, like how did I get into it? So that's the right move, it's being authentic. It's saying, I don't want this, I'm not interested in it, but this is what's happening, can you help me? And the parents will say, like, I can't believe that's happening, like, you're a good boy. You say, like, I also can't believe it's happening, I don't want it to happen. Can we work together that it won't happen anymore, because that's why I'm telling you about it. And the parents will say, okay, it's being real, it's being authentic, let's see what we can do. And then they'll say, okay, we'll put a filter on. Okay, we'll change your phone. If the kid's in denial, it's going to get worse. If the kid is authentic and saying, I don't want this, but it's happening. Let me just open up and be... The earlier you do that, the better it will be. The more authentic you can be, the more authentic people will relate back to you, and the quicker you can solve the problem. There's no shame in sinning. There's shame in denying the sin and allowing it to continue. Because you have a choice. You have to be authentic and say, I'm taking the next step. The next step is owning up. Not owning up to get punished. Not owning up to saying, yeah, I'm really bad, I'm to blame. You're not necessarily to blame. You're not to blame. It happens. But what are you going to do with it now? Be authentic and say that it's happening. I want to be responsible and take the next step. That's me being authentic. So when we say here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in your thoughts, it's not you're going to get punished and he knows what you're thinking. It's that it means take responsibility. Be authentic with your thoughts. Say, I'm thinking this. What's my next step? What do I need to do now? Hashem, you're with me. Hashem, you love me. Hashem, I love you too, but I'm stuck somewhere. So Hashem, I'm not going to pretend that it's not happening. That's going to make it worse. Hashem, I want to be authentic with you so we can take the next step forward. Hashem knows if you're authentic. Hashem yodea machshavot adam. Halo tochen libot hu yavin. Ki ata yadata levadecha et livav b'nei adam. These are psukim. Hashem's with you. He cares for you. He's not out to get you. He wants to grow. Just be authentic where you're holding. Ukushze barur lebale betachon. Lo nachon mitzido lazhir b'divoro. When you have this idea clear, then you won't say statements of I'm doing well if you're not doing well. You won't say statements which are false because you want to grow, you want to be authentic. Pretending everything's okay is not good if it's false because it won't help you take the next step. It's much more authentic to say, this is the real place where I'm at. It's real. How can I, from that real place, grow? Someone who reads Gedolim stories and says, I'm so far from that there's no hope for me, that's not being real. Because you're reading their end stage. They also went through a process. It's more healthy to read stories of Gedolim and all their struggles along the way. And if you don't find stories like that, then don't read the other ones because it's a false impression. A real impression would be the stages of the Gedolim took to get to that stage. Rav Huttner writes in his famous letter, he says, that, do you think the Chofetz Chaim never spoke Lashon Hara? The way that he got to be great was he struggled with Lashon Hara when he was young. He recognized it was a problem. And then he made it a life mission. He got to a stage where he didn't speak Lashon Hara. They didn't start there. The way you become great is recognizing, I have a problem. I want to work on it. You make it a project and you become the Chofetz Chaim. But recognize that first stage of, I have a problem. Be authentic. Someone who's a Baal B'tochon, who boteach be'elokim mitvarach, ebli shiyavtach alav gam belibo b'matzvono, kedei shelo yeh begedem mish ne'mar alav befivus v'tav kibduni, belibo rochak gemeni. A real Baal B'tochon has a heart and a mouth in the same place. He recognizes in his thoughts, and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu from an authentic place. On a very practical level that means, we're about to daven Maariv. In Maariv we say Salach Lanu. People like to ignore Salach Lanu. They like to deny it. Salach Lanu Hashem for what? For, in general, Jews are sinning. Be authentic. Hashem's with you where you are. Say, Hashem, I'm not happy about this, but I'm also not blaming myself about it. I'm just being real. This is what I'm suffering with now. And I want to overcome it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Salach Lanu that I'm doing this right now. Machal Lanu Hashem, I'm being authentic with you. I'm doing this right now. And if you're real with Hashem, He's real with you. Once you admit it and you say, I want to overcome it, Hashiveinu Avinu Torotecha, He brings you back to His Torah. A Baal B'tochon here is defined as someone who is B'tochon means he's not faking. He's authentic. And he's able to say, this is where I'm holding Hashem, I wish to come close to you.